Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Clap your hands and let's welcome Reverend E.K. Wow. It's good to see you.
Hallelujah. Oh, your amen is... I know you are very tired. I'm also very, very tired. Very tired. Let's pray. Close your eyes. Everybody close. I stand to your feet. This conference participants, don't try me. Are you both twins? You are twins. Is he your twin brother? Yes. It's not your twin, it's your brother. Okay. Lift up your hands, everybody. Father, we want to see your glory tonight once again. We pray that, Lord, you open our eyes. In this conference, we declare that you make us wiser than our teachers. You make us wiser than our elders. Father, we pray that the young people who are gathered here tonight will have a blessing of seeing and hearing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down. I don't preach for a very long time. There are things that provoke me to preach long time. One of them is anytime I see some movement, then I add 1 hour. But you see, let me also tell you that don't be in a hurry to sleep. You see, anytime you like sleeping, it's rehearsals for death. It's like you sleep, you are just rehearsing. And you want to die early. You see, and today I was explaining to somebody that people, please, I'm not an American preacher. So I don't like these are about T.D. Jakes. He likes, but I'm E.K. So I was telling somebody this afternoon that the people who do well, they don't sleep at 7 o'clock. If you want to do well in life, you don't sleep at 7 o'clock. How many of you know that? The president of Ghana, right now, he's not asleep. As we talk, he's not asleep. Because he has some factory to go and commission. He has to go and cut salt somewhere. And so, hey, sit up, sit up. Sit up, but sit up. Sit like you have come for... This is conference, and this is the real conference. What your parents do, they say is conference, not conference. This is the real conference. Put your hands together for the conference. Hey, I'm not feeling this area... Because you see, somebody will ask why I also took car from Accra to Tamale. 12 hours sitting at one place. Sometimes, and I'll drive again to Tamale, Accra. Very risky. And I've come here, you are sleeping on me. It can't be possible. Amen. So put your hands together for Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. It's... When we mention his name, then you stand up. I'll have to teach you. When you hear that we mention Bishop Dark Hayward Mills' name, you stand up. Why do you stand up? Standing up for an elderly person is a sign of honor. All right? And in this church, one of the things we are taught and we will teach you is to honor someone, especially somebody who has founded a church, and you have found yourself in the church. You have been saved. Because some of you, if it has not been this church, like by this time, you have 6 children already at your age. I'm preaching already. I've started the preaching. That's why you need to clap for this man that is on the screen. Yeah. For the books he has written, for the songs, all the song, the one, the first lady, Blessy came to sing, the one that this one also came to sing, he composed it. Yes, and these are the songs that have actually saved lives and changed lives. So that one Stone Boy and Co have been posing for you is Toilet. Yeah, you put it on your phone and you listen. You like that one more than, and the reason for this conference is to tell you that if you are listening, Reverend William said that you listen to the word of God. And all the songs here, they are spirit filled. So you honor such a man. But you see, in your generation, I know people are internet people. You hear a lot of nonsense on the internet. A lot of people who have not done anything meaningful with their lives, insulting such a man. People who are derailed. Am I speaking big grammar? People who are suffering from schizophrenia. But no, I want you to know I'm a medical doctor. It's not only Lily Reverend who's a doctor. I'm also a doctor. But people don't know I'm a doctor. As I have to tell you, I'm a doctor. But they say if you have to explain the type of doctor you are not a medical doctor. You are a herbalist. What type of doctor are you? I'm a doctor of something. They are not. But me, I don't explain that I'm a medical doctor. You'll be hearing words that I'll speak. You know that. And so, by the time you leave here, you'll be a doctor. You can prescribe medicine for people and they'll be well. Yeah. So Bishop Dag Hayward Mills, if I know you are listening to us, where he watches our conferences. We want to say we love you with the children in the UD. And our church is called UDOLGC. Is it somewhere? UD. And so you see this sign over here. This sign UD. UDOLGC. And that's the name of our church. And it's called United Denomination. Why are you wearing the conference t-shirt today? You look odd, pal. We'll wear it tomorrow. But no problem, you're on track. It's called United Denomination, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Clap for the name. The longest name so far. Yeah. The name is just like KNUST. That is the longest university name in Ghana. KNUST. Or there's something longer than that. Kwame Tech. Kwame Tech. And in the United denomination, the last time I checked, there are over 40 denominations. That's why I say you should keep clapping for this man. Loyalty House, Mustard Seed, Macarius Church International, the Makane Church, the Mega Church, Anakazo Assemblies, Addis Church International. What?
Shin International.
This one, the Francophone one. Belig, QFC, Kodesh Family Church, Jesus is the Rock Church. And we are blessed to be in Jesus is the Answer Church. Those at the back, you are just... Hey, Jesus is the answer. And this is one of the denominations you shouldn't leave. Yeah, and Jesus, this is the only church that is a song. This is the only denomination that is a song. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no one. You should be proud that your denomination is a song. This song was composed by Andrew Crouch. Yeah. Andrew Crouch composed this song. And we are blessed that our convener is Bishop Daniel Kweku Atiemu. Reverend William was saying 19 years ago, he was in Tamale before I came. For me, 13 years ago, when I came, I met him. He used to be Pastor K. Then Pastor K went to Rev K. Now he's Bishop K. Very soon to be Archbishop K. I pastored, by the grace of God, I pastored his children. Yeah. One time, his last born came to church. His last born used to be my soloist. She came to church. When she came, I think she did these curls. You know these curls that you people you do? You put jerry inside, you put cream. Hey. When I saw the hair, I said, Joy, this hair, you baba it. Sunday morning, hey, you suffer giddy, giddy, giddy. When they close church, you know, I said they should go and baba. They try her santo. Then I said she should go home. Then I also went to. Then in the evening around 9 p.m., I had a text message from the father. When I saw that, I didn't open the text. But somebody's daughter came to church with curls. And you, overzealous pastor, you said they should go and cut it without even consulting the child's father or mother. So I knew that that was the last time in Tamale Apache. So I need to read the text. Either I join Assemblies of God or something. When I opened the text, he said, "Thank you so much for barbering Joy's hair." Oh! Since then, oh, Joy is afraid of today. Amen. It's a, and here in Tamale North. This is Tamale North. Or it's not Tamale North. Why don't you don't even know your church? It's Tamale North. Or they've changed their name. God, I've been here before. When this one was not a building, we were here. Yeah, I came for convention. I was sitting down here. I want to put your hands together for our father, Bishop Frank Teria Emisa. Yeah. I was with him in Accra, Kokrobite, and Prophet has brought him here to work. I've worked closely with him in Anakazo Bible School. Most of the time, when we are having the exams for the students, I'm on the same panel with him. He's a very anointed man of God. Hallelujah. And I also want to say a very powerful thank you to the safe teachers who have organized. It's not easy to kidnap, like by this time, you have kidnapped over 70 children, 80 children in one room by this time. It's not easy to do that. Pastor Prosper, God bless you so much. Oh, clap for him. And all the pastors. Lady Reverend Doctor, is it the doctor? No, I'm just wondering whether the doctor come before the Lady Reverend Doctor Mamiya. Yes, sir. Put your hands together for. Okay. When they say go to school, you don't go to school. You have been killing lizards. You'll be chasing lizards. When will we call you doctor? How are we going to call you? She's not a herbalist, though. Why do you think she's a herbalist? She's not a herbalist. Real doctor. But she, medical doctor, no, she's not a medical doctor. My own is the medical doctor, but she is a doctor, but correct doctor, but my own too is correct doctor. I've seen a lot of pastors around. Pastor Roger, recently, he was appointed a pastor. Oh, but come to the front end. Hey, I've gone to the back. I don't know, you have become a big man. Oh. But he has come. Oh, prosperity is a nice thing. Oh. Stomach, a crack. Koye. It's working. Tomorrow we'll let you bring greetings from Tamale Apache. Tomorrow all the pastors who are here do all bring greetings. All right. Yeah. Oh, I've seen her. She's going to be at the back. Hallelujah. So right now, sit down. I'm about to preach. Now my preaching is 3 minutes. Well, I don't have anything to say, but it's 3 minutes. All right. And Reverend William already said that. The theme for this conference is what? Seeing and what? If you respond more, we'll close early. The theme for the conference is what?
Seeing.
See, you know, I'm not tired. I'm not tired at all. Look, some of you, by this time, you are watching movies up to 1 a.m., 2 a.m. So don't give me the impression that I'm a very wicked pastor. What I've brought to you here, you can't sleep. You are preaching something you don't understand. Hey, hey! Hey, come now. Come now. How do we say why? Ula. Ula. Last time. Seeing and hearing. Now, seeing and hearing is very, very important. If you are going to be a Christian and a young Christian, one of the foundations you need is to hear well and to see well. Do you understand? Now, this preaching, this topic is good for you and not for your parents. Why is it not good for your parents? Your parents have made decisions already. Whatever decision your parents have to do, they have made it in their lives already. And let me tell you, you cannot give us the impression that what we are preaching, you don't understand. You understand it. Because they've taught you mondo cotiledo, lost plant, and a whole lot of confused things, and you are able to understand. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll come with the book and then we'll see the book. Hallelujah. But I'm preaching from chapter 6. Seeing and hearing guarantees divine direction. Seeing and hearing, it guarantees divine direction. Let me tell you, your direction in this life is dependent on what you see and what you hear. Most people who pass exams is because they see well and then they hear well in class. You don't see well, you don't hear well. You can't do well when you can't see and you can't hear. You are handicapped. Yeah. And let me also tell you that a lot of the bad things you do is because of things you have seen and the things you have heard. The bad things. In Genesis chapter 3, was that not the place that they said, and when she saw the fruit was good, when she saw. That's why when Reverend William was up to preach, we were saying that some of you, okay, because your father is a drunkard, you are not far from being a drunkard. But a certain grace will save you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Because your father is a lawyer, you are not far from being the lawyer because of what you are seeing. You are seeing your father, and some of you, it's not even your father, but your uncle. Your uncle, who has become very useless in life. You understand? And that type of life is what you see. He said, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of it. So, you see, there is power in seeing and hearing. There's some power. If those who see and hear, they have power. And you do well if you can see well and if you can hear well. Yeah. I'm saying you totally do well. Your life will be transformed. In this life, you need direction. There is nobody who will say that he or she doesn't need direction. And this preaching is good for you because at your age, we must explain to you that you need direction. Proverbs. Chapter 29, verse 15. Proverbs 29, verse 15. Quickly, help me now. The rod and reprove him. But a child left to himself. Listen, a child left to himself. A child without direction is a child that is left to himself. And many children have been left. Hey! Many children have been left to themselves. Most of you sitting down here, many of you have been left to yourself. And Bible says that when you are left to yourself, you bring shame to your mother. Because there is no direction in your life. But the things you'll be hearing in church, the things you'll be hearing in preaching, they are those things that will guide you in this. And you see, one of the things we are trying to campaign is that direction in this life. A child left to himself is like a stew on fire that says that, leave me. When I'm cooked, I'll come down from the fire. That's how a child left to himself is. May you not be left to yourself. I said, may you not be left to yourself. Yeah. A child left to himself. Amen. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. and reproof of and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Listen, as a young person, you need instructions to do well. You need instruction. We cannot leave you to yourself. You need what we call instruction. How do you get instruction? You get instructions by hearing. Like the first scripture Reverend William quoted in Proverbs chapter 4. He said, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." Hear. Hear instruction. Instructions are very, very important. Instructions are the way of life. Those who drive car, they are drivers. Alright? The driver and the mate. They are different. The people who teach the pilot, they are called instructors. Do you understand? An instructor is somebody who instructs you. You don't ask, like, you don't have a different opinion from an instruction. That is why if you have an instructor, you fly. But if you have a driver, you can argue with the driver. That's why that one, you go on the road. So as I was arguing with my driver, it took me 12 hours to be here. But if I have an instructor, it would have taken me 45 minutes to be here from Accra. It's different. You want to do well in this life, you will fly. You must listen to what we call an instruction. By things you hear, the things you hear, and the things you see. Do you understand? The word of God you hear, the amount of the word of God you hear, will determine how your life is. Listen, this world is a dark world. Isaiah chapter 60. No, give me, the thing cannot come. Isaiah chapter 60. He said, "Arise and shine, for your light is come." When you read further, he said, "Gross darkness cover the people." Listen, there is so much darkness in this world to the extent that you need a divine direction. There is so much that as you are sitting down here, you don't know the secondary school to attend. Some of you, the secondary school you attend, by the time you are done, you will become a homosexual. You need, look, some of the course you will do in secondary school. By the time you are done with that course and go to university and come back, you'll be behind bars because you won't be an accountant. And you add zero to where you are not supposed to add zero. There is so much darkness in this world. When you grow small, you understand. There is so much darkness. And he said, darkness, when you read, no, give me the Proverbs chapter 60. That when it got to the human beings, hey, everybody sit up. When it got to the human beings, he said, gross darkness cover the people. Gross darkness cover the people. Let me tell you, this world, you need somebody to direct you. You need some, madam, don't angry me. Where I am, I'm on the different level. I'm about to close. He said, "Behold, the darkness covered earth. The earth is darkness." When he got to the people, he said, "Gross darkness cover the people." You don't know who you marry. As look, your mother, she has made her decision by marrying your father. Yeah. As you are sitting down, fine boy, you don't know the woman you will marry. And some of you, even the woman you marry her, that is the end of your Christianity. I don't know whether I'm speaking sense or I'm not speaking sense. Am I speaking sense? Am I speaking sense? Yeah. I'm telling you. Some of you, by leaving this church, we are not saying UD is a perfect church. Oh, you can leave. That's why every UD church you see, there are a lot of doors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 doors. If we close one, remaining 11, you can leave. It's not a problem. But it's not every church that says, some churches are entertainment centers. Some churches are banks. Banks. Yes, I'm saying that gross darkness cover human beings. Human. There was a bank in Accra. Reverend William, I'll show you the area. That bank, when you send money this month, 2 weeks' time, the money is doubled. Many, many, many years ago. So if you bring 500 CDs today, 2 weeks' time, it becomes what? 1,000. 2 weeks, the interest is. Yeah. And people were sending money. People were sending money. People were sending money. One day, Friday, people sent money because the following Monday, there will be multiplication. Friday, the bank was there. Monday, when the people went there, the place is a barbering shop. Do you know barbering shop? The barber said, there is no bank here. Up to today, we don't know where the bank has gone to. It's a barbering shop. With Asamoah picture that they barbered him a road tree here. Yeah. Gross darkness. I'm telling you. By seeing and hearing, you are guaranteed a divine direction. You need direction in this life. I'm not preaching well. Jeremiah 10:23. That's where I'm stopping. So that you can go and sleep. You need direction. What does he say? Jeremiah 10, verse 23. I know, oh Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. As you are, you cannot direct your step. It is not in a man that walketh. Eh? It is not in a man that walketh. You see, some of you, as you are growing up, and you have so much fantastic ideas. And now when I complete JHS, then I'll go to Wesley Girls. Then I'll do science. When I complete Wesley Girls, then I'll go to Kwame Tech, and I'll do medicine. When I do medicine, then I'll become a medical doctor. I'll specialize. Then I'll marry a professor. When I marry the professor, we'll have our wedding in the gardens. And then we'll give birth to twins. Two girls, twins. And then my identical twins. And then my husband and I will be at the beach and we'll drink coconut juice and cream crackers. This thing happens in adverts. It doesn't happen in normal life. Number one, you even see that there's a struggle to pass BCE. To even get Wesley Girls, there's a struggle. I'm saying that it is not in a man that walketh to direct his step. Somebody must direct you because of Isaiah 60. Gross darkness cover the people. Come. Yes, come. You do come. Clap for them. Come. You understand English? You two, you understand English? Beautiful. I'll show you something. The two of you stand here. You stand here. You two stand here. Okay. All right. These two people, you see, these two people are you people in the church. Now, we are going to direct one person. And we are going to leave one person to herself. A child left to himself. All right. Which of them should we direct? We should direct the one in the fugu. How many of you say we should direct this one? I don't have plenty of people supporting you. How many of you think we should direct this one? So we are directing this one, and we are not directing this one. This one is a child left to himself. So this is you, as you have come to church. When pastor preach, you don't come to church all the time. When it's a church, you stop, you go vacate and all that. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
They are going to the gate. Okay. So, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Please be watching them. Okay. Be watching them. Now, we are going. If you open your eyes, it's not part. You come back. We are going outside. So, start moving. Go. No, so you go to the left. No, you, we are all going. So when I say you are going outside, close your eyes. You are going straight, okay? So you, I'm directing you, but you to close your eyes, okay? Where's your left? Show me your left. Where's your right? Okay, so if I say left, then you move left. If I say right, you move right. You there, we are leaving you. So look, turn like this, sister. We are directing you. You are not on your own. It is not in the man that walketh to direct his step. How many of you understand what we are doing? We are directing this one, though. And this is how you should be. One, go, walk, and let's go. No, you're also walking. We are, madam, when we say go, you are walking outside, but you are closing your eye, Or you are sleeping. You are not sleeping. You are not sleeping, okay. Madam, take your time. We are directing you, Close your eyes. You are doing very disobedient things, so. Are we going? Go, let's go. Take your time. Come to the left. Go straight. Go straight. Madam, you have opened your eye. Go straight. Go straight. Hey, you see, you have opened your eyes. She was coming to hit this one. Because there was no direction for her. It is not in the man that walketh. Listen. It's not in the man that walketh to direct his step. You need direction in this life as a young person because of the things you hear. My boss, I know you are sleeping. Don't worry. I'm used to this. And you see, this conference is also making you how to stay alive. You think we are children? The things you people know. We are here with you. I'm saying we are not close. You better behave yourself. And tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we are preaching. Wake your brother up. Wake him up. He's gone. What does he want to do in life? What did he want to do? Career? What did he wear to school? Hey. Sit down. Sit down. Seeing and hearing. Okokra. You'll be fine. Don't worry. Everybody say seeing and hearing. Say seeing and hearing. You need direction. You cannot direct yourself. Yeah. A boy has fallen in love with you. You need direction. Yeah. You have seen a girl or... See, some of you, as the same church you are coming because of girls. It's not like you love God or something, no. It's girls. I've been doing this work for a very long time, so I understand what I'm preaching. About to choose course in a secondary school. You think everybody whose head is good must do science? It's not everybody who should do science, so. Some of you, because you are going to do science, you'll be in jail. That science I've chosen. Yeah. It is not in the mind that walketh to direct, Pastor Roger, to direct his step. Somebody must direct you. That is why, as part of the campaign, there's something we call intimate counseling. You must be advised. The moment you don't want advice, you are trying to say that we should leave you to yourself. Yeah. And you see, most of you sitting down here today as angels. I just give you 5 years. Some of you, when you go to secondary school, first term, and you come back, you change totally. You change. It's like a litmus paper, blue litmus paper put in acid. Suddenly you have changed color. It's not in the man that walketh to direct his step.
Hallelujah. Who should direct you? It's God. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 10. Trust. Lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 6. That's the Proverbs chapter 6. 3:10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 10. But the one, the projector, hasn't eaten or something. Who is there? Hey, Proverbs 31. Virtuous woman, that way I'm sending us. Why, you want us to marry? Nine. Trusting the Lord is where? Seven. But you should not trust in the Lord. Why are you honoring the Lord with your substance? I'm not preaching tight. Proverbs 6 is somewhere. Proverbs 6, 7. Proverbs 6, 10. Proverbs 6, 11. Proverbs 6, something. 3, something. No, 3. It's not supposed to be 6. 3. 3 what? 3, 5. But you should know this thing. Must know. Why are you wanting me to preach on scriptures? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. 6. 6, you have to pay tithe before you bring the 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways. In all your ways. What you hear, and what you see is what will direct your path. What you hear. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word. By listening to a lot of the word of God, your path comes clear. Look at you sitting down today here. That looks like we can't do anything with your lives. Yeah. Many years ago, this was how it was. But let's plus your life, you won't be like this. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. He shall direct. Direct. Need direction. There is nobody in this room who will say that you don't need direction. We need it. You need to be directed. Stand up. There is no hope for you. Without direction, there's no hope for you. Put him down. Without direction. Look at my face. Without direction, there is no hope for you. All of you, young girls, all the girls, stand up. All the girls, stand up. Some of you, when I see you, all the guys, I think you're even a boy. God, your hair is 2 centimeters. All the girls, stand up. Huh? See how it is. Look, without direction, madam, there is no hope for you. This year, more than 3 boys have told you they love you. No, I don't have to say whether I'm lying or not. She knows. Amen. I'm a prophet, but people don't know that I'm a prophet. Plenty of people are not aware that I'm a prophet, but I'm a prophet. I should mention their names. I should go deeper and mention. Tomorrow, next week, tomorrow she can't come tomorrow. Yeah, there is no hope for you without direction. All of you standing here. But with direction, see that there is hope for you. Hope. By seeing and by hearing, hear ye children, the instruction of a father. That is why your father keeps advising you every day. They advise every day. They are advising you. They are talking to you when you come to church. Then you hear the word of God. You see the pastor preaching. It's not abstract. Lady Pastor Salas, you are welcome. If you had close anchor, we've done you bad. But why now coming? You are not used to preaching into ninth. Next year we are doing the camp. Yesterday we are doing the camp.
You clap. I don't need you to clap. Next year, we'll do a camp. Yeah. It guarantees the things you hear, it guarantees direction. How do people become medical doctors? It's because of the things, when we're in medical school, it's because of the things we saw and heard. They dissect, we see. So these are the veins, they teach you. This is the heart. This is the liver. You see it. How do you become a doctor without seeing anything? How do you become a doctor without when we show you the heart, you even think it's one of the kidneys. Well, I've not seen one before. And you keep hearing. You keep hearing. You keep hearing. Keep hearing. It guarantees. Listen. If there is something you need to do well in this life, it should be what you see and what you hear. So, you see, because God knows that seeing and hearing is important, Satan wants to destroy it. That's why he makes you people watch pornography. Because Satan knows the power in seeing. Those of you who have smoked before, you saw it. You saw your uncle. You saw it. Those of you here who have broken your virginity, you watch pornography and you see it. The room is quiet already. See? It's hot. Yeah. Look, see the writing. So what you see. What you see is what you become. I'm telling you. Madam, what you see is what. I like the way you have said the amen. Yeah. That is why we say that. See Bishop Darkey, what means preaching. You become like him. By the grace of God, Bishop Dark is better than your uncle. That's what I'm saying. Watch him speak. Watch him. It's better to watch him speak than to watch useless people. I don't want to mention their names. Because I'm on internet. If you watch mention somebody right now, they'll say defamatory of character. You come arrest him. Yeah. See the right people. Hear the right things. Hear. Anytime you hear preaching, listen well. By now, all the people, all of phones, you should have preaching on it. Your birthday, they ask you, what do you want? You say you want pizza. How will you do well with pizza? Do you know pizza? Do you know pizza? Bread and stew. That's pizza. And put it in an oven. They bring it out. And they write on it, pizza. If I explain pizza, you will eat some again. Do you know bread? Do you know tea bread? Tea bread. Do you know stew? Stew. That used to eat ice. Tomato stew, then they chop corned beef, the sausage, the chicken, the vegetable they put on, then they pour it on it and they put it in the microwave or oven. Then they bring it out. They say family size. How will you do well with that one? It guarantees divine direction. May you be directed in this life. If you see somebody doing well, the person have been directed. Like, by the grace of God, I don't think my life is useless. No. If they are counting the useless people in my family, I'm not part. They can't add me to the list of the useless people. No. Even the one counting cannot say I'm useless. He will count himself before he will. They can't count me. If they are counting the correct people. Recently, there was some meeting. I told them I'm not available. They waited till I was available before I came. Yeah. That is why Reverend William was saying that it will help you to be wiser than the elders. Oh, when I arrived, I said, I told them I'll be ready at this time. They said, okay, the beat will come on around that time. Yeah. Your life is going to be very beautiful, young people. Say amen. Yeah. Girl, sit down. Boy, stand up. Boy, stand up. Because you people are going to collect people's children to say that you have married them. Because how old are you? 12. 12. Another 16 more years to come. Somebody's daughter will come and stay with you. And they'll call you daddy. How are you going to become that daddy? Look at your stomach flat. How are we going to call you daddy? And the moment they call you daddy, it means that the whole family is depending on your wisdom. That's what it means. The whole family, your wife is depending on your wisdom. That is why girls say, you don't marry a foolish man. Do you understand? And so when we say go to school now, and you are chasing lizards. When? May seeing and hearing give you divine direction. May you be directed well. It is not in a man to direct his step. Don't let this scripture run away from you. It is not in a man to direct his step. Bruh, you can't direct your step. You cannot. Nobody can direct his step. Sometimes your pastor have to tell you, hey, go to this school. 2 years ago, I told one of my churchmen, the guy said he has written the BC. He wanted to go and do this. I said, bruh, go and do home accounts. He's doing home accounts. I told him to go and do home accounts. The mother came and said, I'll suffer anything you choose for my son. I'll let him do it. He's doing home accounts. He's graduating this year. You don't want to listen to anybody. You don't want to listen to anybody. When they talk to you, you throw your hands in the air. Chama? Cham? I think they say cham? That the local and cham? Yeah. You don't respect anybody. What you see and what you hear, it will give you direction. It's what you see and what you hear is that thing that will direct you. That's what I'm trying to say. It will direct you. Yeah. You're always watching pornography. I dare to say that you cannot complete SHS. If you're always watching pornography, you cannot complete SHS. Yeah. You cannot. You're always watching movie. Ghanaian movie. You will not cross JHS. Trust me. May the Lord help us and direct us in this life. There is so much direction in the Word of God. Anything you need is in the Word of God. But you don't have a Bible. You also don't have a Bible. Now, if the direction we need is in the Word of God, there is no hope for your life. Some of you, the Bible you use is your mother's engagement Bible. The writing is very, 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 very small. Even your mother, if she reads that Bible, she doesn't understand. That's why she has never opened it before. Lord, help us. I say, may the Lord, look, Tamale, look, as we have come, we are teaching you that hear the writings. Young people, hear the right if you want to do well. Because you are the future bishop of this church. You. How do you become a bishop? Look, Bishop Frank has made this decision. Bishop Kweku has made this decision. This is you. You are now starting life. And we are telling you that what you hear and what you see, they are those things that will direct you. What do you want to be in future? Doctor, come. Sorry. You, what do you want to be in future?
Lawyer, come.
You want to be what in future? Eh? Musician. Come. Clap for them. I'll show you something. I'm coming to show you something. You want to be what?
Doctor.
Mention one doctor you know. You want to be what? Mention one lawyer you know. You want to be what?
Musician.
Mention any musician you know.
Stone Boy.
Now, say, hey, I am very sure, very, very sure that this boy, he will end up a musician. But these people, this one cannot, he cannot be a doctor. This, no. Because you don't know any, you don't know. And because he see and hear his Stone Boy, he will become like him. But if you are in this church now, as I'm preaching, and your aim is to become like Stone Boy, you've missed it. This is the door. If as I'm still preaching here, and Stone Boy is the musician you know, Black Onye, artist of the year is Blacko and Black Sherry. He's the one you know as I'm preaching and I brought myself from Accra. And you are still telling me that it's Stone Boy you know. What you see and what you hear is what you become. Try and know a doctor. See the woman there. She said, doctor. Because you know her and you talk to her, you can become like her. Oh, you don't understand the preaching. You don't understand the preaching. How did we become pastors? I can tell that if you in UDA, like about 90% of our pastors, we've not been to Bible school before. It's seeing and hearing. How am I preaching? It's seeing and hearing. You've been to Bible school. It's your brothers who went to Bible school. You didn't go to Bible school, but you can preach. You say by the grace of God. Because the way you say, it's like you want me to give you the microphone and they'll take it. Say by the grace of God. The way you are saying, yeah, it's actually you are also a preacher. I preach. But I'm doing the conference. You two are saying you have to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. You've made me like I feel like adding another 1 hour to the time. You have to say by the grace of God. Or don't what I'm saying, don't you agree with what I'm saying? Hey, you agree. That Stone Boy agrees with you. You become Stone Boy in Jesus' name. But why have you not heard of Joe Metal? Because why you've passed the air? What's your name? Harrison. You say you want to become a pilot, lawyer. You don't know any lawyer. God will make you know a lawyer. And truly, truly, you become a lawyer. But I mean, when I pick my phone, I can call 7 lawyers. As for doctors, because I'm one, a lot. So when I say I'm a doctor, the way you smile mischievously, I doubt. But I know if everybody doubt my doctorate degree, Lady Pastor Selassie, yeah, she knows that I'm a doctor. She knows. Yeah, Reverend Doctor. I think I should be writing it on my documents. May you be directed in this life. All you need in this life to do well is direction. Go here. No. Don't marry this boy. And some of you girls, the day we tell you don't marry this boy, that's the day you leave the church. No, we've had people who live in the church because we told them don't marry this one. Say the pastor is against you. Do you think I'll marry you? I'll marry you. You can you Can you get me? So when this boy is chasing you, and I said, don't, you think I'm against your marriage. When you grow small, you understand. You see church members insulting pastors. He's jealous of my beloved. Hey! I'm jealous of your beloved. Look, if you want to do well, there are three people that me, last time I was telling somebody, there are three people that I envy. Even now, I've reduced it to two. Number one, if you have aeroplane, I envy you. How many people have aeroplane? I'm not even trying to gather the things more small. Last weekend, I bought aeroplane tie. All right, I just want the aeroplane too. So I don't know what you have that I envy you so much. May we be directed in this life. Young people, this preaching, don't forget it. Your ability to do well. Your ability to do well is dependent on what you see and what you hear. To do well. I am telling you. Look, if you go to every school and you sit in class one, they will talk and talk and talk and talk. Then they say you are going to class two. They'll talk. We've been talking. Your class teacher, they talk. Once a while, they go and do experiment. And then you hear. You see the experiment. Then you move back. They talk and talk and talk. They say you are not going to form three. They talk and talk and talk. It's talking. That is why people who don't hear, they can't speak. That's how they always go together, deaf and dumb. Because you must hear before you speak. And some of your timidity is because you don't hear well. Sometimes you hear, but you don't hear well. Why don't you hear well? Because your heart is hardened. That's what the Bible said. Your heart is hardened. You see, when your heart is hardened, it's a different thing. Yeah. In medicine, you call it sclerocardia. You see, anytime he has sclerosis, it means hardening. And when that is not supposed to be hardened and it's hardened, it's a problem. So you hear things like atherosclerosis. If anything, cardia means heart. If the thing is sclerosis, you know, I'm telling my doctor, it means that the thing is hardened. It's not supposed to be hardened, but it's hardened. And the heart that is in you is hardened. As we are preaching, the heart is supposed to be soft. Soft heart. You don't have that soft heart. It is hardened. We talk and talk. It's like we are pouring water on stone. It is hardened. That is why you keep coming to church. You are not changed. You keep coming to church. The boy is still following you. The boy is texting you. Some of us, I'm hearing. The boy has texted you. Alassan, he has texted you. He said, come. He's texting you. They say, I'm at church. He said, who is that? Has the pastor not finished preaching? Some of you, Saturday, when we close here, they will go and press you. I said they will press you. We are preaching all because your heart, which is supposed to be, it's hard. Sclerocardia. You can ask doctor. Lady Reverend, Lady Pastor, you are, what I'm saying is correct. It's called sclerocardia. Are you not clapping for me? Or you think I'm a plumber? I'm not a plumber. You must learn how to stay long time and listen to pre. Look, I have opened your mouth. I'm not afraid of that. Here. Girls, here. It's possible to be a lawyer if you can hear and hear well. If you can listen, it will give you direction. You need. It is not in a man to direct his ways. It is not in a man. Even when you marry, you need to be directed. Otherwise, you become a village husband, a bush husband. Or you're a bush wife. You wake up in the morning, you put trapia in your mouth. You'll be walking around with cloth around your waist. Village girl. You see, if you don't move, you don't see. you don't move. Sometimes when they say we are traveling somewhere, go somewhere and see things. The whole world, the whole world is not Lamashegu. The whole world is not Tamale. You move from Kuko to Lamashegu to come here, you think you have made it in life. No. Some of you, if you sit in the car and the car moves to Datoili, you think that you've traveled from here, Dungu, Datoili, you've made it in life. You have crossed Tamale. You have crossed the border. If you cross UDS gate, you have made it. Thank God I made it. You have not made it. May you receive direction. So if your pastor said this thing, bye-bye it. Yeah. But you see, this hair is a sign of, like, a psychiatry. Do you know psychiatry? This is a sign that, like, you are a mental patient, like having this type of bushy hair. Because what you are telling me that you know. If you see the hair, corn beef, as if the man is electrocuted, and that's how you want to become. Sit down so that I close. Where is this? Have you brought offering? You won't give offering. Sit down. Tomorrow we'll continue. I'm not sure you are tired. It's me that I'm tired. Bro, you since you came, you say, but I'm very disappointed. You are not writing notes. You are not writing notes. I don't know what they told you you came here to do. Conference. You need to come with Bible. And tomorrow when you wake up, you are doing your quiet time. And when we come tomorrow, we'll call you to come and share your quiet time. Oh, yes. The fact that you are in Tamale doesn't make you a less of a Christian. No. You don't have Bible. You don't have a Bible and you say you are a Christian. You don't have notebook as you are sitting down here. Where's your Bible? What class are you? J2. That's a full-blown adolescent. Pubic hair. But you don't have Bible. I see you guys change. I see you guys changing in Jesus' name. Tomorrow you won't come. Tomorrow you won't come. Oh, you be here. Oh, why? What's your name? Eh? Elliot. I saw E, and I know that when I got here, about me, you are called Elliot. Clap for the prophet. Amen. Look, you must have Bible. If you don't have Bible, what are you going to see in the Bible? What you need for your life is what you see in the Bible. You don't have Bible to start with. Do you think if I'm your pastor and I don't have Bible, you'll be comfortable to say that I'm your pastor? You can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you be directed in this life. May the Lord guide you. Bible said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May your path shine brighter and brighter. May you receive light in Jesus' name. Light to guarantee divine direction. May you receive supernatural direction. May your days be brighter and brighter. May every stage of your life be directed by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. You need direction. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you, O God, for your light and your lamp that is shining to give us light and bright our path. Whatever we need to hear to make our lives better, Father, let us hear. Whatever we need to see as young people to make our lives better, may we see. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. David said, open thou my eye that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, open our eyes. Open the eyes of your children. Open the eyes of the young ones so that they will see and they will have direction in this life. Open our eyes. Pray. Open our ears. Open our ears. May our ears be open. May our ears be open. Whatever work that is in our ear, that is preventing us from seeing and that is preventing us from hearing well, Father, take it out and cause us, oh God, to hear well. May we hear well. May every child in Tamale hear well. May we hear well. Mando sandabra, ribando lobo sandabra kabaya, leka zilebe satabrandaya. In the name of Jesus, cause us to hear well. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. You are not clapping. I don't feel you are alive.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.